You understand?
Okay.
And that feeds further back into the Chafalaya Swamp.
A bayou? How big is a bayou?
Well, it's just a narrow stream of water. It can depend.
Would it be big or small?
It can be big, rather big, and it can be small. You can have a small bayou or a narrow one. A bayou, of course, has different terms. We've had, in different places, it means a little different thing. You understand?
Does the water flow?
But a bayou in this section, and a bayou can go dry, too.
Yeah.
We have some of them that do go dry, and some of them are larger, and they keep water in them.
Yeah.
Longer. But,
like Grand Bayou.
Yeah.
Something kind of a shallow, just a shallow little place that would run along the road or something like that. It's called a...
Well, we have no such thing. In your shallow, there's no running water in the sense out of
alongside the road. Would you have a place that cleared off water there or something?
Well, you have your ditches along the road.
Yeah.
And sometimes I've seen little bayous along the road. You understand?
Uh-huh.
The road may parallel a little bayou for a certain length, but actually we have no what you call small running streams in the sense that you would have in a hill country. You understand?
Yeah. Well, Mr. calls something a coulee. What's that?
Coulee. A coulee is a French word, and it's a place. It's a sort of a what Henry was that?
Henry.
Oh, a coulee is a French term, and a coulee is a place. It's a sort of a bayou too.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it was more in this sense. That it by it naturally is a narrow channel, but it has a certain depth.
Mm-hmm.
Where coulee is maybe a bayou that has filled in and it's spread out. You understand? Maybe wide. It may not be over coulee. Maybe over 2-3 feet deep.
Does the water run fast in it usually? Or?
No. Sometimes it stays stagnant in the coulee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a kind of a place that would be cut across a road by rain, you know, it might cut a little. Did you ever see them in the road back when you had dirt roads? The water didn't drain well, and it would cut a what in the road? Cut a make a.
Wait. I know what you're talking about, but I can't find the word. But we never had too much of that trouble in this section.
Did you ever see a place back in the woods that would be deep and wide? Kind of a place that the water had cut through the woods?
No, we don't have that in this section.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You see, it takes the form of a bayou. They call it a bayou where the water ran. One bayou may run into another bayou. You understand?
Yeah.
But they never speak of it in the same sense that you would in, say, in the hills in Mississippi and Alabama and those sections. You understand?
Yeah.
Different term. This is flat land.
Yeah.
And it absorbs the water quickly too, because it's a porous soil. You understand?
Yeah.
There's not too much runoff. You see, from a hill, there's no such thing as a flash flood in this country. We don't have that.
Now, just a little rise in land would be they call that a what?
Well, I think it's in French. It's a coteau.
Uh huh.
Now there's a part at the lower part of Falls River, they call that a coteau. That's a French word, meaning a kind of a little hill or a rise, a higher land above the other lowland. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, over in St. Francisville, they've got a lot of...
Well, they got hills there.
Yeah.
You see, they have entirely a different formation than we do.
Well, now, when you open the door, you grab a hold of the door.
Yeah.
The what?
The doorknob.
Yeah, have you ever heard that word knob used for a rising?